every day decide to expand again and again and again. Because you are in a crossroads and you have a choice. You have a choice. Whether to be a madman or a bold genius. What's the difference? A madman is somebody who does the same action over and over and over for an unknown destiny. A bold genius is somebody who does the same action over and over and over again for a known destiny. That is why fortune always favors the bold. True titans of our times and of the past, who are bent on making most of their opportunities in life, are too busy to bother with luck. Luck is the good fortune you determine for yourself. So find the strength. Have the knowledge. Summon up the courage to accomplish and see that your dreams are limitless. Your dreams are the fabric that binds all of us together. Rise up! Rise up like fire! Ascend the ladder of your dreams. We choose to rise, not fall. We choose to live, not die. Shift to your triumph. Today, you shift to your triumph and carry your dreams forward until your life is a capital of triumph. I believe in you, and I know you can do whatever you want. You have an unlimited potential. And when you tune to this state of mind, all your inner abilities will be effortless and forever yours. A modern runway for higher accomplishment. This moment, this second, your life is an Olympian sunrise. This is your time.
This is your time. Right here at RevolutionRadio.com to rise up and make the difference. Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. Listener supported. 100%.
I remember how the meaning of words began to change. How unfamiliar words like collateral and rendition became frightening. While things like Northwire and the Articles of Allegiance became powerful. I remember how different became dangerous. I still don't understand it. Why they hate us so much.
No more tricks. No more lies. Only truth.
In the future, I'll make sure that all those people being interviewed provide you with a multimedia laser show to keep your interest maintained.
Classic approach to the problem, if I do say so myself.
Don't unlock doors you're not prepared to go through.
The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance. Tonight, any protester, any instigator, or agitator will be made example of.
Coverage.
Well, you mean the little root weevils that crawl around popping off cameras in your face?
Those root weevils write history.
Good day to the world, and good day to Revolution Radios. Welcome to FreedomSlips.com and Revolution Radio.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Welcome to Revolution Radio with today's edition of Event Horizons, anchored by Dr. Robin Falkoff, an intelligent foray into the news and events of our current time. Robin and her team are going to take you around the world with fresh perspectives on what is going on in your world today. So stay put while Robin and crew bring you to the truth of the matter here at Revolution Radio, where the truth never sleeps.
He wants a challenge. Let's give him one.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Event Horizons. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falkov, and it is Friday. Can you imagine? And so we're moving along through the beginning of 2015, the year that we, the people, take back our power. And what a year this will be. We're already off to a year of distraction. And guys, have to tell you, it's not going to change. There's way too much at stake. And please remember, every time you think, oh, she's nuts, or, you know, why does she keep talking about this? If nothing was at stake, why would the powers that be work so diligently to divide and conquer us with so much lies and so much hatred and so much propaganda just to keep us apart? And that's because they know the power that we have. And once people awaken and take back that power, oh my gosh, there is no stopping us. So that's why you're here. And I must say, I have to tell you just how grateful we are to you, our audience, for your efforts, for all that you do, and for your incredible support. You have kept us the number one listener-sponsored network online, and that's a big deal. This is the future of broadcasting. Here is where it has gone. And let me tell you, my friends, it is a big deal. You just, boy, I hope you understand. And I hope you recognize just how it is, how it works, how this all comes together, because you make it happen. You make it possible for us to be here. And as I said, we are ever so grateful. Now, we have many of you that donate, that support the network with subscriptions to the podcast. We thank you for those. And I just have a little request that you'll load and leave the home with your smart devices filled with shows from Revolution Radio, and you'll let them play when you're out and about. You'll let the shows play and get those amazing conversations started with each other, with those in your community. I mean, that's what it's about, guys. How else do we come together other than person by person? And you, my friends, are the ones that make it happen. When I'm out, I talk to everybody wherever I go. And it is ever so important because I'm curious. I want to know, what do other people think? There's so much going on here that people need to be aware of, people need to be involved with, people need to be careful where they move. You don't want to be close to areas of contamination. There are a lot of considerations. So, my friends, I just urge you to keep your perspective and keep it in mind and know how much you mean. And it can start with those little smiles that, hey, how are you? What do you think? How's everything going? A lot of different ways that it comes about, guys. And as I said, you have the power. We all do. To make that magic, to brighten someone's life, to put a smile on their face, to renew their hope. Because let me tell you, look around at the news and the deliberate focus of fear and desperation that you find in the mainstream media. And many of you don't even bother. You just turn it off. You don't want to bother seeing the propaganda and the lies, and you just move away from it. And I can understand that. And that's why we have such a big audience here online, because people want the rest of the story. And, you know, and so many don't understand. I don't know. That's probably too long a story to get into. But it's focus. It's where do you place your attention? What's important? What is empowering? There might be a lot of stories that I cover that are not the most uplifting, but there is a message with all of them. And, you know, I hope you guys get that. I hope you're aware that there is that meta message. And there's a bottom line there with everything, that you can take back your power. And that's what we need, and that's what will happen. It is unfolding slowly as more and more people wake up, and for that, I am grateful. So, guys, let me see what we have in store. I'm so appreciative. I saw our friend of the show, Ole Damgaard, online and sent him a message. And he was up, and well, he's up. He's in Europe, so of course he's up. But we have not heard from him for a while, and it's so weird. I know he had problems with his computer. So many at the network yesterday were having problems. I am ever grateful that my system is repaired and all is good on that front. And it is just a minute. Let me give him a message and let him know. Okay, so it's just lots going on, and it's the end of the week, and I always hope that with the weekends, you guys are going to be out, hopefully having fun, enjoying yourselves, seeing friends, families, coworkers, neighbors, whatever it is that your plans might be, please start conversations with somebody new. Reach out, a simple smile, a hey, how are you? Watch somebody's face light up as they realize, after turning around and looking behind themselves to see who you're looking at, and then, oh my gosh, they realize that it's me. They're looking at me. And that's a big deal, guys, because we are so disconnected from each other, as much as you might think we are not. We are just so challenged by much of the craziness that people shut down. They're tired of being disparaged by friends and families, of being told how whatever they think does not matter, that they're, you name it, they've been called it, because they dare to question the mainstream media. And that is a big deal. So, with all of that to think about, I have lots of information coming up for you. We can cover what is going on. I know Ole always provides a unique perspective because he is in Europe, and it's rather different there how people see things that are happening. And let me share his website with you. And that is lightonconspiracies.com. And it is an outstanding resource. And I urge you all to check it out. And let me, it's amazing to type and talk about something different. And it's just, he has books, he has published papers, and I urge you to explore further. You certainly will be glad that you did. Olay is a voice of calm reason. He's not an extremist. He doesn't get all worked up. He's got a clear viewpoint that is what is necessary at this point in time. So let me get Olay on, and just one moment. I got to get into the right window and do this all the right way. How about that? And then it all goes smoothly. So here we go. Okay, guys. I know you're all watching this craziness unfold, but the more I see the taking over of the news with the events in Paris, the more I can only think, what are they trying to distract us from? What is going on that we will suddenly realize was brewing in the background? And I think there are many things, but that will become apparent as time moves on. Okay, so the connection did not go through. That's strange. Let me try again. And we'll see. Come on, Skype. Are you being, are you acting out today, Skype? What can I say? And I think now he disappeared from the lineup. Or are you there, Olay? No. Okay. And I can't. Okay, let me see. Just bear with me a second. Yeah. Okay. So hang in there, guys. Okay, so at least I gave him a message. And now let me get back. Oh, it does show that he's there, but he's not. Wow, this is weird. Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Everyone was saying Skype was acting up yesterday, so it seems like it still is. So let me get to some of the headlines that I had set up for everybody. And here we go. Oh, so many of these horrible, horrible stories. I'm so sorry, my friends. Okay, just a moment. So, let's see. So here we have some interesting technology that I've seen that looks really cool. Some interesting announcements. People that need help with different issues and situations. Let me go over just some of the headlines. Some of them being one of America's dirty little secrets. Louisiana is the prison capital of the world. It imprisons 1,619 people per 100,000, more than any nation in the world, including Russia at 525, Iran at 333, and China at 122. It costs taxpayers $663 million a year. $182 million of that goes to for-profit prisons. So there's a film, a documentary called Justice that will be released. It might be released now. I urge you to see it, look for it, and share your thoughts on this. Here's something else for you guys to think about. And it's so interesting that people observe this, because I remember when Richard and I were in the UK for the first time, I said, oh my gosh, look at the label for ketchup. It's so short. All that they have, you know, is, you know, they have tomatoes, spirit vinegar, sugar, salt, spices, and herb extracts. And that was it. No dyes, no other garbage, no preservatives. And I found that with so many of the other labels as well. So you got to wonder that a company like Heinz, good old Heinz, John Kerry's wife, why does Heinz make ketchup for Europe that has an ingredient list that is clean and safe and short? But in the United States, forget about it. Filled with GMOs and chemical garbage. So I think that looks like a company that we shouldn't be buying from. You know, the ketchup I buy for Richard is from Trader Joe's. I'm not supporting these big GMO companies. Now, some of the other headlines here, we can see a lot of questioning about the events in Paris, a lot of wondering about what's going on. It doesn't add up. It doesn't quite make sense when people examine things closely. So I'm sure Ole will have a lot to say about that. And here, let me see, there is a group that needs help. And this is Amanda Vela's SAHA Horse Rescue and Sanctuary. And let me see if they, you know, this is a problem with a lot on Facebook. They do not say where they're located. I believe they're in the UK. But if anybody needs more information, please let me know. I'm happy to share it with you. And it's a very sad post because there's the picture here of the most adorable little foal. And he's only 3 weeks old, but he was stolen. Oh, here it is, Lakes Creek Road in Rockhampton. He's not lost. He was taken out of the paddock at night, taken from his mom, a little mini pony. She's been fully feeding him. He only knows how to drink his mom's milk. So the tragic part of this is that this little one can get very ill very quickly, and the mom is standing at the fence and squealing for her baby. She doesn't know what happened. Her body's filling up with milk for him, and the owner is frantic, and they're asking anyone in the area, anyone who lives in Rockhampton, on Lakes Creek Road, or was at the pub across the way from it, if you've seen anything, please help, because this little one will die without proper care. He's a newborn, and at that age, he must not be allowed to get dehydrated. So this is critical. And I know we have an audience all over the world, so there's lots of different headlines to share. Now, here's another article that I saw come across all the headlines. Obama is proposing a free community college program. This was reported on the Huffington Post. And the White House announced yesterday a proposal that Obama said would make community college free for everybody who's willing to work for it. But so far, the administration officials have not provided details. I'm trying to see if there's more to the story. Let me get here. And it says that the scholarship program faced opposition in Tennessee from some of the state's private colleges and legislatures. Give me a break. Concerned the program could potentially divert students and scholarship dollars from four-year schools. Gee, isn't that a shame? Why don't you lower your rates? Haslam has said the program will increase the pool of students going to college. And there's a lot of commentary here, but the White House did give a few specifics, and the rest of them will come out later with the president's budget. But they did say that if all states participated, 9 million students could benefit, saving on average $3,800 in tuition per year for a full-time student. That means the program could cost in the billions of dollars. In a Republican-led Congress, the proposal likely faces a tough legislative fight to be passed. So that's one of the headlines. And now there is another one that is very sad that I have time to get in before we go to break. And I have had comments saying, why do you post so many things about police brutality? You know, the information I share is the information that's in the news, that's relevant, that is deeply concerning. And this is at Burlington, Iowa, where a Burlington police officer was supervising a domestic dispute, and he shot and killed the woman in front of her house on Tuesday. She's identified as 34-year-old Autumn Steele, and they've not released the name of the officer who shot her. There is no indication Steele or her husband were armed or that they posed a threat to the officer involved. According to court records, she was arrested Monday night on a misdemeanor charge of a domestic abuse. She was released from jail and told she could return to the home without a police officer escort in order to gather her belongings. Steele then returned to the home with her police officer escort, the same person who would later kill her. As her husband, Gabriel Steele, was loading up their 4-year-old son, Steele came out of the house and got into an altercation with him. She was followed by the dog. When the escort officer saw the disturbance, he went to break it up. Witnesses say that at this time, the dog was being playful, but apparently still threatened the officer, which caused him to draw his pistol and begin shooting. Wait until you hear this, guys. One of the shots fired struck Steele in the chest. The dog startled the officer. The officer began shooting at the dog. The officer was still shooting when he fell down in the snow, one witness told the Hawkeye newspaper. It appeared he was shooting at the dog when the officer fell to the ground. It's my belief the woman was shot accidentally, said another witness. Seconds after the shooting, another Burlington officer arrived on the scene, and both officers tried to calm Gabriel Steele, who wanted to help his wife. I'm a combat veteran, he screamed. What are you guys doing? Let me help. Steele was eventually taken by ambulance to the Great River Medical Center, where she later died of the gunshot wound in the chest. And this is yet another tragic case of police incompetence. The very government agency who claims the authority to carry deadly weapons into all situations often disregard this heavy responsibility and end up hurting those they ostensibly protect. I mean, this is just craziness that the woman wanted someone to protect her as she went back to her home. What is going on? These things are outrages. I am horrified sharing information like this. There is no reason for this kind of craziness to be taking place. So we're going to break, my friends. Stay with us. We will be back with more of Event Horizons. And joining us will be Ole Damgaard. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falco, and I thank you for being here.
Do you? How close we are to absolute chaos? The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out.
Not me.
Get it going.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Hello and welcome to Revolution Radio here at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported internet radio station in the world. So, want to ask?